Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Harrowing, that's the word Taoiseach and Defence Minister Micheál Martin used this afternoon to describe today's report by the Independent Review Group investigating allegations of widespread sexual assault, bullying and harassment across the Irish military. The report finds that, quote, at best the Defence Forces barely tolerates women and at its worst verbally, physically, sexually and psychologically abuses women in its ranks. It says some members of the Defence Forces management abuse their positions of power and command.
They've pulled no punches. Their work and their report is a watershed moment for our defence forces. The report makes clear that the culture and work environment that exists within the defence forces in 2023 is simply and entirely unacceptable. The experience of many women in particular within the defence forces has been appalling. At one point, the report summarises, women are viewed as occupying a low status in the defence forces. Respondents cited making a complaint as being career-ending and reported experiencing intimidation and acts of retaliation when they did make a complaint. To those whose courage in coming forward prompted this review and all that will now flow from it, I want to thank you.
Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin speaking there. Later on Drive Time, we'll get reaction to today's report from the former Defence Forces whistleblower, Senator Tom Clonan. But first, Christina Finn, political correspondent at The Journal, has been reading through the report. Christina, the report makes 13 recommendations. Let's go through some of them one by one. The first recommendation is for a statutory fact-finding process. What will that do?
The government announced today that they're going to establish the statutory inquiry into basically how complaints have been handled over the years. So the terms of reference will be drawn up by the government. The Taoiseach is saying that that should be done as soon as possible, and he wants to get the work up and running within the year. There was no time frame given of how long, I suppose, this inquiry might take. Obviously, in the past, we've had many of these, and they have run on for many years, but there seems to be a focus on getting things done and getting things moving quite quickly. On the other aspect of the recommendations within the report today was to establish an external independent complaints process for members, to establish also an oversight body on a statutory basis of the Defence Forces, and another one to amend the Defence Act, which will provide on a legislative basis that allegations of any sexual assault within the Defence Forces, and I think importantly here, and this one is within the state, is to be referred to an Garda Síochána. So there have been questions to the Taoiseach today about what that means in terms of, female officers and other soldiers abroad serving in the likes of overseas and the Lebanon and the likes, and what sort of role the Gardaí might play in those incidences. The Taoiseach is saying that that was a rather challenging aspect to it, something he could see where the difficulty would be, that the military police would still be the authority there, but there was nothing to stop anyone from still approaching an Garda Síochána if an incident were to take place abroad. But I think that might be where you'll see a bit more focus in the coming weeks as we head towards that inquiry.
And can you tell us a bit more about what this report paints a picture of in terms of life for women in the Defence Forces?
Yeah, it's utterly stark. It's a very large report, one that's been long awaited. First, obviously, the Women of Honour speaking out in that documentary, which really put the issue front and centre and really got to where we are today. But it paints a picture of systemic failures within the force, of systemic misogyny, disciplinary process that were unfair, issues with little or no point in raising any complaints. I think an interesting survey result within that report is that even within the action taken of incidences that people were reporting, 0% of them were actually reported to the Gardaí, despite, a mechanism being in place right now that if there is an incident that is open to them. But there does seem to be a grey area in terms of what was allowable. We have other issues of threats of behaviour taking place in the barracks at mass services. We also have punishments during exercises, you know, being kicked while exercising, being targeted with sadistic violence, and danger of physical violence to male and female members in shower facilities. So the report goes into very much detail, graphic details as such, of alleged assaults within the Defence Forces over the last number of years. We also have a referral to a hazing a process called tubbing, which refers to placing an individual in a barrel which may contain a combination of chemicals, oil, airplane fuel, deceased animal carcasses and other substances for the purpose of hazing or punishment. So that's just one aspect that I took out of the report that I think people would find quite shocking.
And the Taoiseach Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, launched the report today. He said that he was shocked and to some degree disgusted by its findings.
Yeah, he very much was speaking to the women that had come forward to take part in this review, saying that, you know, the Women of Honour in particular over the last number of years, there does seem to be a bit more of momentum in terms of women speaking up. But over the last number of decades, I suppose the feeling within the Defence Forces was there was little or no point, that there was no punishment, no recourse, you know, no justice as such for anybody that spoke up. So he very much seemed minded that this was going to be a catalyst for change, that action will be taken. But I suppose questions were being posed to him that we've had countless ministers of defence, many of which sit around the cabinet table right now. And, you know, is action really going to be forthcoming? He seems adamant that government now is willing to step up and make sure that changes are made. And I think, you know, the women that have taken part and really put themselves out there, put their head above the parapet, will really be hoping and pushing for that change.
Now, the Women of Honour group, who came to prominence through a documentary on RTÉ Radio 1 on these very topics, they didn't cooperate with this review, but many others obviously did. Have they reacted today to this report?
Yeah, in a statement this afternoon, the Women of Honour group said that they do welcome the government decision to establish a full statutory inquiry, saying that nothing less than a full statutory inquiry was ever going to be appropriate into what has been going on within the Defence Forces for all those years. You know, they said that inevitably the military hierarchy and the Department of Defence itself in its entirety will now be subject to that investigation in a manner that has been required for a considerable amount of time, and they really await the necessary discussions to start the process of agreeing those vital terms of reference to ensure that we get an all-encompassing statutory inquiry into all aspects, and they're hoping that that will be done within the days rather than weeks, saying that as justice delayed is justice denied.
And we spoke yesterday on Drive Time to Karina Malloy from the Women of Honour group, and one of her big demands was that the Defence Force's chain of command be removed from the complaints process. Will members now be asked to bring sexual assault complaints directly to Gardaí?
Yeah, that was very much the message there from Micheál Martin today, that he said there is a helpline that is being established or has been set up for anyone that has experienced any sort of sexual assault within the Defence Forces, be it in the past or more recently. I think one of the sentences that he said kind of struck a lot of people, that he had spoken only recently to members within the Defence Forces who said that a lot of the incidences and you know, reportings within this review are actually still taking place, and he found that quite difficult to fathom. So this isn't just a case of historic findings of things that we, you know, often have to deal with in Irish society and Ireland's past. This is very much in the here and now. And if there is anybody that has experienced any sort of sexual assault, any sort of harassment of any kind within the Defence Forces, he's encouraging them to go to An Garda Síochána. And he has discussed that, he said, with An Garda Síochána authorities, that those cases and those people might be coming forward.
Micheál Martin also described this as a watershed moment and a turning point for the Defence Forces. But did he in any way indicate how this change is going to come about, and anything about the safety of people currently in the Defence Forces?
Yeah, I think that's sort of the difficult one in terms of this report does paint a stark picture of a root and branch, I think, overhaul within the Defence Forces is needed. And a lot of those things, obviously, from the Taoiseach's point of view, was saying do take time. But I think, you know, this has been a long-awaited report. It's been in the works for over a year. The Taoiseach has had it on his table for over a month, and then it went to the Attorney General before it was being published today. So things can often be slow and steady, I suppose, when things come to, you know, catalyst moments and moments of change. But, you know, there does seem to be an onus to start to bring that change, because there is, as you know, there's a recruitment crisis within the Defence Forces as it is. This is hardly going to be encouraging, I suppose, for people to become members of the Defence Forces. And then again, with the protections, that question was posed to him, you know, particularly for people that are overseas serving. You know, we have you know, the Shamrock camp over in the Lebanon with some 300 serving at that. Questions were posed to Tasha, how can safety be guaranteed? You know, there are issues raised within the report about you know, close quarters of living quarters, of showering facilities and all the rest, and a lot of those incidences taking place within those areas. So you know, that seemed to be one that he said he would find it is a challenging one to deal with in terms of the military, the police, the Gardaí, and where the jurisdiction lies there. But again, reiterating that if anybody was ever subject to any sort of sexual assault or a victim of any sort of attack, that the Garda Síochána are still there regardless of jurisdiction.
Okay, we'll have more on this later on Drive Time. We'll get reaction to that report from the former Defence Forces whistleblower, Senator Tom Clonan. But for now, Christina Finn, political correspondent at The Journal, thank you.